what about the, not bread now, but a kind of cake that you make and pour syrup over it in the mornings and eat it?
Pancakes.
Okay. And something that you use to make your bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And the parts of an egg are what?
The white and the yolk.
Okay, and the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you take some eggs and drop them in boiling water and leave them for a while, you're going to have what?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. What if you break them first and then drop them in a little thing?
Hold you.
Okay. I never cared much for poker.
I don't either. he does, but I don't like them.
I can take the only kind of egg I can't face up to is a poached egg or a soft boiled egg, and that's my dad's favorite.
I like them both, but I like it, sir.
What is salt pork?
It's a part of a hog. It's the underneath part, I guess. Some people call it sow belly.
Okay. What is, do people around here talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Side of bacon.
What about the skin? Now, back when they used to do this, of course, the bacon that you buy now doesn't have it, but when you made your own bacon, you'd slice it right off the middling or the side slab or the side, and the skin would be on the edge of it, and when you fried it, it'd get real hard. What did you call that?
Rind.
Yeah, okay. One of my Indian friends out there in Oklahoma that I met when we went out there with the church, his name was, I don't know what her first name was, but they called her, her last name was and everybody called her Grandma. The preacher's name was they all had these very funny names. Like one of them was named, last name was Riding In, and another one's last name was Buzzard, and all these different funny kind of names.
Like we have a town out here 7 miles out of Madison called Rabbit Town. Somebody asked a question sometime back, where did he get his name? It was Indian. It's not Indian. The old Indian
Rabbit Town.
Even Rabbit. Where he lived.
Well,
Then there's a Chula Finney. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't believe I have. Chula Finney?
Mm-hmm.
Another Indian.
That's the other side of Hillaby Creek.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, I'm being from Chattanooga, that's an Indian name too, but
yeah.
I like some of the... There are really some interesting little places like this Rabbit Town, little names of places that I wonder. I was driving down near Bell Green, Alabama, down in Franklin County, and I ran across a little town and the name of it is Burnt Out.
Oh,
and I just wonder, I bet somebody's farm or store or something just got burnt out there one time or something.
Like Oxford.
And they built back and named
it
after.
Named it.
Oxford down there, this has been 10 years ago now, when Oxford built, was the farmers come into town and there's Oxford come into town,
yeah.
There's a little creek just out to the left, the main part of Oxford here, the bridge over there, of course.
Yeah.
And they come right in and everybody would they'd come to that ford and spend wild oxen.
Yeah.
And Oxford got named in that Oxford.
Well, that's, I should have known that. There's a place not far from where my dad's farm is called, I grew up, everybody calls it Shalford. And I was a grown up before I ever thought about it, but when you write it out, it's Shallow Ford is the name of the little town. And everybody says, oh, he lives over there by Shalford.
Well, I was raised in Chocolata Valley.
Chocolata?
Uh-huh.
I
get kind of twisted up trying to say that.
Well, the main creek now, that's the destructiveness creek that we've got in this part of Alabama.
Was it flood a lot?
Chocolata Creek.
Yes, it's
here.
Not much of a creek, but then the waters run into it when we have big rains, and it, of course,
comes all off the mountain.
Floods the bottom land. We used to live up there, and there was a place right near us called Dry Holler.
Dry Holler?
Dry Holler. And everybody from Darwinville on knows all about Dry Hollow.
Dry Hollow. Well, my favorite place, I think, that I've ever seen when I was doing this work up in Tennessee, I ran up on Mont Eagle Mountain